The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athuka Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Kelly.
And today you guys are in for a treat. But before we talk about what type of treat this is, because not all treats are good, because I don't know about you, if somebody wanted to give children a treat and do things, is that a good treat?
Yeah. I think treat's the wrong word.
What's the word?
I don't know. Surprise?
What type of surprise? Like
surprise can be either.
Like a ball gag chloroform.
Treat just implies something positive and surprise. Well,
this is a positive treat. Oh, you thought it was for us. We have to entertain them.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a treat for them.
I'm just a selfish.
That's understandable. But before we get into that, let's go around and work the room a little bit and find out how's everyone's week been. Emotionally and lap danceable. Frank, you're first. How was your week?
Lap danceable. I'm not sure it was lap danceable, but it was a pretty good week. Kids at school, they're a little nuts. They're tired. Teachers are tired. We're all ready for some sort of break. I think we got 27 days of.
You guys get the break? You're not a year-round school?
No, my school is not year-round.
You're a lucky man, aren't you?
Yes.
Nice. Anything else? Anything interesting happen?
No, nothing really interesting. I'm scared about tonight, but...
Don't listen, all you have to do is like what they tell most people in prison, just breathe and let the warden know in the morning.
Right.
All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, so tell me this.
What?
How has your week been up till this point of this recording? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to that in just a moment. Up to today, how's your week been up until?
Oh, so today is Thursday. You mean every day before today?
Every day before today. If you guys don't know,
you're fine.
If you guys don't know when this airs, we're recording the day that Prince has expired, and Kelly is a true huge fan of Prince. Little do people know, she likes him a lot, and I mean a lot, like you, a lot.
Yeah.
So up until today, how's everything else been?
It's a good week.
All right. You can kind of see what we got going on, right?
Yeah, I think you're trying to make me even more sad.
No, this is a treat for you, because inside all of this here is a ladies' beer.
What lady? Okay.
There's a ladies' beer in here.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you should have had a lady on the show.
One vagina counts. All right, Frank. Just so you guys know, today, the title of our show is The Ultimate Shit Show Like No Other. And for your guys' listening pleasures and viewing pleasures, because right now we're live on Periscope. Check us out, Open Bottle Society. And Frank. And wait, guys. I'm a cynical bastard, but this is all Frank's fucking fault.
This is my idea.
All right, Frank. Go ahead and tell them, what do we have tonight?
Well, let me kind of go back a little bit. You know, we've got tons of beer here that needs to be reviewed. And a lot of good stuff is just sitting waiting in the hopper. The problem is we're truly going in order of what's in the rack. So whether you like it or not, what's next in the rack, that's what's up. So last week, before we were doing the show and trying to get it ready, I said, you know what? Why don't we break the rules, go through and get the stuff that we know we're not going
to. Hey, I want to interject here. Ladies and gentlemen, as a black man, you heard the white man say, let's break the rules. And me being who I am, I said, yeah.
Yeah, he was all over it.
Yeah, just let you guys know, influenced by other people.
So it was my suggestion to go through our coolers and kind of take out the stuff that we probably got some bias towards and we didn't think we would like anyway, and have a shit show. So there we go. So tonight we're going to be drinking a...
Which, by the way, two of them I've never had.
Two of them you've never had.
Two of them I've never had.
Well, we're going to give it a shot. We've got a Coors Original Banquet Tall Boy.
Wait, how many full ounces is a tall boy?
24 ounces.
Okay, what's the next one?
We've got a Miller High Life. Same thing.
The champagne of beers, huh?
Yeah. Beer.
All right, what's the next one?
We've got a Coors Light. I think it's a 12-ounce bottle.
Let me see. I'll help you out. We got
one of those aluminum bottles.
No, 16.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, 16.
Even better.
Right there.
Let's keep coming.
What else we got?
We've got a Bud Light from our friends at
Anheuser-Busch.
And would you believe it? They pack one extra ounce into this tall boy can. They've got the balls to actually put it on the can. 25 ounces. So we've got a Bud Light, then we've got a Bud Light Lime. Same thing, except it's probably got some sort of odd lime flavor. Another 25 ounces, a whole another ounce.
They packed a whole extra ounce.
Then we've got...
You know what's funny? I should actually tell women that. Hey, girl, for you, I'm going to give you an extra ounce. Lord Chesterfield would love that.
He probably would. Then we've got a Modelo, 24 ounce. This is obviously a Mexican beer. Modelo Especial. And rounding it out will be Mike's Harder. And it is a cranberry lemonade.
Wow.
Cranberry lemonade.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what's funny. Okay, so I want you guys to, so everyone that's in this room right now, and people listening, and all those that are watching on Periscope, two of these I've never had. Ever. And one of them is a proclaimed female beverage. One of them.
Okay.
So at the end of the program here, remember what I asked you. So I want you guys to figure out which one's the two I've never had. And out of all seven of these, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, seven. That's one more than six. We've gone two more up this time, because last time we did, we usually do five.
Yeah.
Then last week we did six. Now we've got seven. So remember, which two are the ones I've never had and which one is the lady drink at the end, all right? All right, fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and start with the first one. All right, Frank. Actually, no, hold up. Kelly.
No.
Which one do you want to start off with? Which one looks the worst to you?
The worst?
Yeah, which one are you like, let's just get it out of the way and get it over with? I guarantee you I already know which one it is. How about you,
Frank? Band-aid off.
Yep. Which one?
You think that I'm going to pick the mics?
You know what's funny? I absolutely did not think that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't gonna pick that. I'm gonna pick the Bud Light with the lime in it.
You wanna do the Bud Light with the lime? All right, guys, we're gonna start off with Bud Light Lime. We'll be right back. All right, guys, after time consuming of throwing up and contemplating whether we were going to slice our wrist, today's show has been brought to you by DamnThemGuysAreFuckedUp.org, which is, by the way, not a real website. All right, so what are we doing for this? It should be, right? All right, guys, stop number one in the town of shit. What's our first stop frame?
Bud Light Lime.
Uh-huh. How many ounces?
25.
Yeah. What's the ABV?
There's.
You got to come on. You got to tell them.
Five.
He didn't even want to touch the can.
Way to share facts.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
It's 4.2.
4.2.
Obviously, it is out of St. Louis, Missouri. It's refreshment with a twist. Premium light beer with 100% natural lime flavor.
All right, guys. So just to let you guys know, if you guys want to know more about these guys, just look up Budweiser and they're everywhere.
Yep.
So get with that bitch Siri or Google search it. And this also, the style of this particular beer is a lager. Matter of fact, all of them but one beer today is all lagers, which is a cold bottom fermenting item. It's actually one of the types of beers. You only have two types of beers out there, ale and lager. And tonight we're doing nothing but lagers. But like we said, we are willing to do this for you guys because everybody else who has came over to the Open Bottle Society have been a bunch of pussies. Let's go ahead and crack this open. All right, Kelly. And you get it in a really fancy glass, too. And you get it in a nice fancy glass.
Because I'm fancy.
Now, befitting for I'll pour for you. I got you. Would you like to... Now, this beer would be... I think what would go very well with this would be a brown paper bag and, like, some stairs somewhere.
You're not good.
All right, guys.
Start off.
All right, guys, here we go. We're going to talk about how it looks. And the best thing I can tell you...
One of those fires in garbage can.
This is a classical bum drink. If you don't have anyone to drink with, get with your local bum. You can find them anywhere. Panhandling.
You guys are horrible.
No, Budweiser is horrible. All right, guys. It looks like what? Okay, we can jokingly say it looks like piss. But it's piss.
No.
A lot of vitamins went out with my pee.
It's bubbly.
Okay, we got bubbles. What else?
Not much of a head.
That's what happened to the foamy stuff. Is that the right word?
No,
that's
right.
What happened to the foamy stuff?
That's fine. It's fine. The foamy stuff is gone.
It's really a pale, pale yellow.
Yeah. Straw, golden blonde.
Yeah.
No head, no leg. Well, actually, there's legs, but no lace whatsoever. And I'm a huge fan of lace. It's just something about it sticking to the glass. All right, guys, here we go on this Bud Light Lime. Let's smell her up. So we'll start off with Kelly first. Kelly, let's talk about the fragrance. What you got?
You know, it kind of really odd. It kind of reminds me of like, smells like soda.
Okay.
Kinda. Almost like ginger ale, but it doesn't, what it doesn't smell like is lime for some reason, but it could just be me.
Okay. Frank, what you got?
I would agree. There is a ginger ale smell to it, but I'm also getting citrus. And it's not necessarily lime, you know, because lime really does have a distinct odor or aroma.
Right.
This is just kind of citrusy.
The labeling on the can would suggest lime, even though it's a citrus fragrance. The can is green, little tiny wedges. So automatically you're going to say lime in your mind's place. But yeah, there's a citrus. If I had to pick with my nose, it would be lemon or lime. One of the two, not grapefruit, because grapefruit puts that bitter spin on it.
It smells like
syrup. It smells like Sprite syrup. Okay, so right now we're in agreement that this is not, so far, it's not a bad fragrance.
No.
Not offensive. It's just not what I expect.
Guys, we're really trying so hard to get through this. We're trying to get through this for you guys. All right, in the moment of truth, you guys drink it. Go ahead.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Let's do it.
I'm going to fake it. I'm going to act like I do it.
We'll go with Frank first on this.
It tastes flat, as in a lack of carbonation. I mean,
we just cracked it open.
Yeah, I know that. Everybody heard the whoosh.
Yeah, because we weren't bullshitting. That wasn't a sound effect.
I'm really not tasting. I'm not tasting it. Carbonation to it. Flavors are flat. Also, I think because you've got the green can, you've got the lime wedge that's on it that looks like somebody has been squeezing it, so the juice is jumping out of it. I'm expecting that it's going to be pretty aggressive lime.
Right.
And it's not.
It's subtle.
Extremely subtle. But I don't know if that's a good thing. Usually subtle is. I'm not sure in here. I would rather have it really like a lime bomb.
This is true. What about you, Kelly? What did you experience with it in your mouth?
Kind of like flat soda.
Flat soda?
And lime was some sort of lime aftertaste.
Okay.
There was nothing like no dominant anything. But afterwards, there was sort of a little bit of a lime.
I can drink it. And it, not because I like it.
Oh, yeah. There's something.
It's like watching gay porn by yourself. And you're like, no, just keep watching it. I'm trying to understand it. You know, I'm trying to understand it.
Spoken like a man who's done that.
Negative. I was hanging out with your uncle one time. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like,
he's kind of a
friend. Gross.
Bad.
All right. For me, guys, I'm going to kind of go the other way with this. And based upon my palate, it is lime. But it's lime skin. Lime rind. Lime pith, the white part, just a little bit of the citrus is in there, but it's got that drying aspect. It is extremely flat. I'm sure if we drunk it out of the can with a brown bag, I guarantee you there's going to probably be some bubbles in there. I think it just washed out in the glass. Yeah, see, there's bubbles. See what I'm saying? I think it's just probably the way it's built.
I just sip from the can, and it is a little bit more carbonated.
Yeah. And I think from those that people that like it, either out of the bottle or the can, you're going to change the texture of it, but pouring it in a separate vessel, you're going to get its true quality.
It's not meant to be enjoyed that way. It's meant to be enjoyed out of the can. And the brown paper bag adds to the whole experience.
Absolutely.
With the fire in the garbage can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who doesn't like a good dumpster fire?
Side of
shit. I'm going to go in for another sip just to kind of.
Please do. Enjoy it.
No, I'd rather have sodomy happen to me several times over. Shut up. Today's sodomy joke has been brought to you by shutup.org. It's not a real website. We have to keep saying that because there's people out there that will literally go look it up.
I would do that if I heard somebody say it.
You're an idiot. All right, so guys, this beer is, I hate to say this, this is god awful. I can't get behind it, but I get the idea.
Yeah.
Because what do people do with Coronas?
Put a lime in it.
Right? So why not cut the middleman out and add it in there? right? It's, and also I hate to say this, it's kind of sweet. It's got a little sweet, syrupy aspect to it. And I think that's probably due to the lime juice they're installing in it. Lime juice, lemon juice, grenadine, baby's tears. I don't fucking know what they put in this. It's sad enough on its own. All right, guys, let's go ahead and keep it pushing. Frank, what's your score and how do you feel about it?
One, I don't like
it. And why? Why could you say you don't like it? Look at the packaging. It screams out lime and it's festive because I don't know about you, but when I get lime twists, they do that.
Yeah, but when, you know what, it does scream lime on the packaging, but tasting it did not scream lime. Now, granted, I had it in the glass and it was flat. I tried it out of the can. There was more carbonation. One would think that maybe the flavor would still be locked inside of the can somewhere, but I'm not going to the bottom of the can. I will not. I cannot. I just can't do it.
You're like, if you were homeless, I'm like, I'm not going to eat that burger at the bottom of the can, but I'm hungry. Yeah, we're going to starve one more day.
Yeah. So, it's not pleasant and it's not unpleasant. It's, to me, it was like water, okay. Honestly.
You know, let me ask you, here's another question from just a consumer standpoint. Why do you think people like this? If they're not into the craft beers, why are they into this?
That is a good question.
Anyways, Kelly.
Anyways, so, which means that I'm going to discount every fucking word out of your mouth. For those of you who didn't know that,
this
is sponsored by keysadick.gov.
That actually
that
is not.
That is a real website.
You'll be by tomorrow. I'm doing
fuck, that's fucked up. No. Just to kind of let you guys know on the inside joke, if this is your first time tuning into Open Bottle Talk, the worst fucked up thing to say to someone in conversation isn't to be rude. It's the phrase, anyways, then followed by something else. And that is just, I don't care. You can't even make that nice. You know, oh man, it's good to see you, girl. And here comes somebody. Anyways, hey girl. It's like, you just basically shit it all over my newborn baby. That's how fucked up that phrase is. But go ahead, Frank. I had to, you know, we've got to kind of get them beef interjected with it.
No, understood. I can't remember where I was.
Fair enough. This is how bad that beer is. You want to, amnesia's starting to set in, guys. It's starting to set in. It's such a bad beer. But let's find out the lady of the house. Kelly.
When is she going to get here? Are you asking me? Okay.
All right, Kelly.
I'd give it, I guess, a 2.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that I necessarily hated it. I just wouldn't drink it anymore. I wouldn't go looking for it.
Right.
Thought it was a little strange, and I'm not sure why somebody would want that. Of all the things that you could pick from, I can't figure out what its appeal is. But, you know, whatever works for some people.
Okay.
Can I change one?
You know what? For the first time on the show, you sure can't. Go ahead.
Only because I see what's coming down the road. I'm going to go with a 2.
You're going to go with a 2?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 2. You know
what? Why the change of heart? Did it give you a blowjob or something?
No, they tried something different. And, you know, one of the things about Budweiser is their consistency and how, you know, they've had the same recipe.
Stolen.
Possibly. But the, obviously Bud Light's been around for, 30, 40 years?
And yeah.
They haven't changed that recipe yet, other than adding apparently a twist of lime to it.
And one extra ounce.
Oh, and the 1 extra ounce. Well, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. It's just a little bit less sternal that you're going to have to drink.
Pretty much. All right. Yeah, fair enough. You can do that. Are you satisfied with your score? Did you want to change it at all?
No, I don't want to change it.
Now that we had a new change of the format of the show, per episode, you only get one change.
Okay.
Justin.
Yay.
All right. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go with an emphatic number 3. I'm going to give it a 3. And the reason why I'm giving it a 3, it brings nothing to the party. There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing good about it. But I can see why people like it. It's different. It's affordable. It's cheap. Because you get these like 2 for $3. And in some places, like 5 for $1.
Right.
You know. So, but they're everywhere. It is like you said, Frank, you kind of took that from me, which is pretty cool that we're thinking the same. It's different. It's been around for a while. And I promise you, a lot of people do buy it. I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there. And I can see why it is different. But it's just me. So it gets the me. All right. So, Kelly, you get to pick the next one. What's the next one we're going to do? So, everybody, I hope you guys are happy with this Bud Light Lime. Please go out there and get it. Just because we don't like it doesn't mean that you guys shouldn't go try it. Because, remember, everyone's opinion is important. But on this show, it's only mine. So, what is the next
one? Miller High Life.
All right, guys. We're going to come back and we're going to reset. And we're going to clean out these glasses. We're going to pump our stomachs. And we'll be back for the Miller High Life. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning back in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Kelly.
And we're back getting our stomachs pumped to just fill it back up with more awesomeness. All right, Frank. Oh, wait. Pulling up to What beer next in Shittown? Next up.
We will be drinking a Miller High Life from Miller Brewing Company out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Come on, a little pep in your step.
You know what? I've had Miller High Life before.
But wait, have you had the champagne of beers, though?
Of course. All Miller High Life is the champagne of beers.
I mean, there's a lot that goes behind that name and advertisement, but we're not going to get into it. There's a lot of documentaries on it, on why they even came up with that name. It was basically during the whole era of Budweiser, Miller, and Coors War, they wanted to be fancier. And so they hence the name Champagne of Beer. So back in the late 40s, early 50s, people were influenced by what advertisement said instead of thinking for yourself. They're like, oh my God, it's a champagne beer. I'm about to be, oh. And Lord Chesterfield be all, oh. You know.
So anyways. it's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is the High Life. It is the champagne of beers. We're drinking a 24-ounce tall boy can. If you want more information on the Miller Brewing Company, which is now Miller Coors, and I believe AB owns them as well, you can just, but ask Google, ask Siri. They're going to tell you.
Okay, stop being a grump. Just
open it. Really does not have a ABV on it. I'm going to open it, but we're going to go. It's somewhere in the fours because it's a lager. It's an American.
It's probably 5.4. No longer than 6.
Oh, look at that.
Now, here's the cool part, guys.
Ladies first.
Did you? Oh, thank you. If you guys noticed, when we did the one Budweiser can, it said that was a 25-fluid-ounce can. Every other beer before the takeover were 24 ounces or 22 ounces. But Anheuser-Busch had to one-up everybody and put an extra little bit on their cans, hence why they said, oh, you get an extra ounce and it'll be slightly cheaper. So that was a dirty tactic, but it worked because that's why Anheuser-Busch is number one as far as domesticated beer from around the world. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get jiggy with it. Let's see. Is it...
I can't jiggy this.
All right. It's actually fizzing like the champagne that it's destined to be.
Definitely got more activity than the last one, it seems like.
It's a little bit lighter color.
A little bit less pee-ish, but it's pee nonetheless.
There's no real head retention. I mean, even when you...
I'd be flaccid too if I was drinking this shit.
Lacing is not apparent. Legs is not apparent.
Nope. All right, let's drink
tiny
it.
Tiny little legs.
You ready? Like short people legs?
Something like that.
All right, let's smell it. Okay, it's definitely a lot more. It's got more malt to it. It's sweet to the nose and earthy. It's not that complex in the smell, but I can definitely tell you based upon this one, it has a fragrance. There's a bouquet going on.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
I was curious. Bouquet implies like flowers.
Oh, I smell malt. I smell something sweet. Couldn't tell you what it is. And it smells like plants.
Yeah, there's something botanical in it for sure. I'm getting a little soapy.
Yeah, soap.
A little soap to it. Definitely maybe a little metal. Just some sort of metallic twang.
I don't know about the rest of that.
That's due to the yeast in the hash.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, usually yeast produces a metallic fragrance. Yeah, all right. Well, anything about you, Kelly?
No, it just smells like awesome beer.
Some. Awesome sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, my inner child has been... No. All of our inner children have all now died. Please join us at the end for the mourning of our inner children. All right, guys, let's get... And for me, guys, I agree. So,
what do you think?
Thanks for coming tonight. See you later.
And good night. All right, beer is what we... All right, so go ahead, Kelly. You're the only one that's going to drink this one. Here we go. Let's drink it up. Let's not leave her all by herself. Mm. It's just like I remembered it 400 years ago. Well, I can at least tell you this from having it a long time ago. It still tastes the same. Over 20 years ago, it still tastes the same. Well, actually, it's very impressive for something to not change over the years. You're like, wow, I still remember what it tastes like. It tastes like a malt beverage. Okay, it's got the malt, the sweet profiles, a little touch of hops, a little bit of yeast with the metallic part that you were smelling. I can taste it. And it just tastes like, I hate to say this, it tastes like a fancy lager. We've had lagers before and they're just bland. This has like a little, it's like it wants to put stilettos on, but it can only afford wedges, if that makes sense. It's a little fancy.
Yeah. Well, it is the champagne of beers.
Yeah.
So.
How about you, Kelly? What you got? Because I don't think you've ever had this, have you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know what? I guess when I think of like all the reasons why I'm like, well, I don't really drink beer. I don't really care for the taste. This is kind of close to it only because it's really bitter after. The aftertaste is too bitter for me. The rest of it is not is not horrible. It's just that aftertaste kind of puts me off a little bit.
All right, fair enough. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, it's. I've had a lot of Miller High before, so you know, I knew what I was getting into when I put it in my mouth. Just leaving it wide open there.
I like how he finishes up leaving it wide open there.
You know what? It's not bad. It's not great. You know, this is not what this show is about. Right. You know, it's I think one of the reasons that you're saying how it hasn't changed in 20 years, because it hasn't. That is the whole thing behind mass-produced beer. Is it's the same year after year after year after year. Nothing changes.
Exactly, and that becomes a problem.
Yeah, there's no love in it.
No. Well, there's love for the money. That's the love that's in there.
Yeah.
It's easy. This flavoring, out of all three of us, could we drink this again? Sure could.
Yeah.
We can drink this easily. Not a problem. It's affordable. Mm-hmm. So I can see why plenty of people would buy it. I can see why people would buy it. But then again, if you're a craft beer enthusiast, sometimes if you got to have that beer fix, I could see this one being picked up real quick. I got to have something cold and just have a beer.
Is that really true, though? I mean, isn't it? This almost feels like there's no gray area here. It feels like you're either on one side or you're on the other side. I have not encountered too many people who like both.
We only know one. That's Big Rob.
Yeah.
Big Rob, he'll do his tall cans, and then he'll go buy a craft beer to drink and taste.
Yeah.
And then if he still wants to get ripped, he'll drink the tall cans as fast as possible, but he'll savor the craft beer.
Right.
So I think we've all done that. I'm sure if we're like, I just want a beer, but I don't want to drink my 2015 Firestone Parabola that I paid $50 for, and I got a six-pack of Budweiser. I just want a cold beer. Crack and go, you know, and then you'll have that time for your craft beer. There's many people who still do that. So if they go to a bar and they don't have a craft beer, then they go for whatever the best on their line
is. There is something that they will.
Yeah, and if there ain't nothing on the line, 9 times out of 10, it's just a name brand beer they know, Budweiser, Bud Light, Coors, or Miller, and it's one of those, or Corona. And if you can't find anything, you just want your fix, then you go with your basics staples, but, you know.
And this is definitely meant to be drunk ice cold.
I see that.
Not room temperature, not tepid, not warm, ice cold.
Yeah, all these beers on today's show, you must drink them extremely cold because that's what they're designed to do. Lagers are supposed to be drunk ice cold because they're based upon refreshing thirst for the average hardworking person.
Yeah.
You just want to get your thirst quenched and you'll be done with it. All right, here we go. Frank, what's your score, brother?
I'll go 2.5. Part of it is a nostalgia thing for me because I did, I have partaken in quite a few Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. So, you know, I remember it well. Again, it's not bad. It's just, it's not good. And it's not something I want to chase after to get. It's not even something I want to brew as a home brewer. I want to step up the flavors. So I definitely would put it up on a pedestal.
Kelly?
Yeah, 2.5 is probably fair. I think unfortunately for me, this is going to be hard because the only reason I kind of got interested in some of the other stuff that you usually do is because of the unusual flavor combinations, possibilities, and things like that. And this is just beer.
Right.
And just beer, by and large, doesn't appeal to me. So, this is something I know I've seen around a lot. I have my sister actually drinks Miller High Life in bottle.
What, a brown bag?
On no the brown stoop? Bag. On She'd the smack you in the head if you said that.
With her purse?
But I've never seen her have a can of it, but she seems to like it. Always really, really cold, though.
Yeah.
Only every once in a while, but it's the only thing I've ever seen her buy.
And all of them are going to be better in a bottle, obviously, because you're not going to get the metallicness of can.
Yeah. Wrong. You want it in a glass. It all tastes the same. It all tastes the same. And if you take it out of the vessel, it's different. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it's different. But
it's the same liquid. Are you saying to make the argument if you weren't going to put it in a glass?
I can't remember the last time I went into a bar and I saw the High Life on tap.
Yeah, it's.
So, I mean, you can go anywhere and get a Bud Light.
Right.
And you can probably go to a lot of places and get Bud Light Lime also. But High Life is usually something that you don't see. If anything of the Miller lineup that you might see in a bar, you're going to see Genuine Draft on tap, or you're going to see Light.
Yep, one of the two. You're right.
So that's why I say definitely out of the bottle, because the can just is, to me, it gives it a nasty taste. It always has.
Okay, fair enough. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to do, I'm actually going to do a three. Again, that's right, a three. It brings nothing to the party, but then again, it's got a big following behind it. People know it. If I said Miller High Life, guarantee someone's going to go to Champagne to Beers. Everyone knows the tagline, everyone. So you can't knock them for this.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, it still tastes like it used to. And I give them credit for that because that's pretty fucking impressive. After so many years, your shit still tastes the same. Even though we want complexity, something different every year. But I wonder if they're ever going to do like Miller High Life Orange. What a twist of orange.
I'll put that out in the universe.
All right, guys. We'll be back after this message from people we work for on the website, obsbeers.com. Hey, guys. After hanging out with us here and wondering what the fuck was wrong with us, head over to obsbeers.com for real craft beer reviews on YouTube, featured on ChillLoverRadio.net. You can check us out on Periscope at Open Bottle Society. That's right, go head over to obsbeers.com. Also, if you're a social media junkie or whore, go on the website obsbeers.com and find all of our social media there. Yay! Hey guys, before we start the show, I'd like to just start off by saying, fuck you, Kelly. If you guys don't understand what just happened, she was insulting me before the show actually jumped back on. She was making fun of me because I'm missing a foot. All right, guys. Wow. Because I was in here on a skateboard and she's making fun of me. I'm missing a foot. Ain't that some shit? All right, guys. You guys are in for a treat. I picked this next item because I thought it would be fun to fuck with Kelly. Kelly, what are we drinking?
Mike's Harder Cranberry Lemonade.
Say the name again.
Mike's Harder.
One more time.
Mike's Harder.
And then the last part right here?
Harder.
Okay, and then what do you got?
Cranberry lemonade.
Yum.
I don't see yum on the label.
What's the ABV?
Oh my gosh, 8%.
She's normal to the normal size beer, but we gave her something bigger. Yeah. Mm.
He didn't even offer to help me stretch first.
Fuck all that. Right. So how do you guys feel about this while I go ahead and crack this open? Wait a minute, you know, people are going to go... If you guys want to check out more information, check out www.mikesharder.com. All right, guys, so what's your take on Mike's Hard? Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is a gluten-free item.
Yay!
Excellent.
Yeah, for those that have celiac disease or any of that good stuff, or just a big fucking hipster, gluten-free for you. All right, so how do you feel about what's about to go down, guys?
I'm actually looking forward to it just because we've had a couple of less than stellar lagers, and I'm hoping that the...
So this is also a lager?
No,
this is a malt beverage.
Okay. Malted beverage. Okay. Where the sweet comes in, malt. It's a lot of malt they use in the recipe.
Okay.
Well, and all the artificial flavors.
Not natural flavors?
Natural and artificial.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so those that understand, so artificial is man-made, and natural flavoring is basically an extract. So they say that you want it to make cranberry flavor of cranberry extract, then they would basically dissolve it in alcohol. So there you go right there. All right, so what does it look like? I could say it looks like cranberry lemonade or like strawberry lemonade, that kind of haze from the lemonade and then the red from either. It looks like strawberry lemonade, but it is cranberry lemonade. It's no head.
It's got some legs.
Got a little, of course it got legs. It's 8%. It's all sticking to the side of the glass and shit. No carbonation. And Kelly, how are you feeling so far about it? How does it look to you? That's from a lady's point of view.
It's pink.
All right. Okay. So those most inside the people. Pink. You hate pink? Frank, how do you feel about pink?
Pink's the artist? Pink's all right.
Pink's all right. Fair enough. And I love pink. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and smell her up. Wait, what does Frank says? Frank goes, that's boozy.
That's boozy.
Oh my, that is, okay, April, look, we've smelt many of high ABV beers, and they're usually not this, like, astringently burning to the sinuses.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
This, now, here's this cool part, right? You inhale it, mm-hmm. and you get alcohol.
You do.
Then you get followed by lemonade, then whatever berry that they put in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lemonade aroma to it.
It does.
Smells like a cocktail.
It does. It does.
What about you, Kelly, as a female?
Yeah, it's just, it burns more than anything, which is weird. But I can smell, it's kind of got a lemonade scent to it. I wouldn't be able to identify what that berry smell is. It just smells like something sweet.
Okay, well, as Liberace once said, bottoms up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it has been announced that I am a diabetic now. God, this is really sweet.
Yeah, you need to pour this over ice or something.
Pour it over a dead person. Oh my God, this is horrible.
That's boozy.
I like sweet things, and that's that's a bit much.
Okay, I can get why young people love this. And it's going to mess you up.
Yeah.
It's easy down the palate. Yeah. But as you get older or you don't like sweet, this is not for you.
I love sweet and it's too sweet.
This is... And then on top of that, unfortunately, this is what causes your headache because of that sweetening aspect. Sugar is what causes hangovers. You never really hear of somebody who has a hangover drinking vodka tonics all night.
Right.
They're just, they might hurt the next day because they drunk way too much, but they don't have a headache per se.
Yeah.
Frank, let's go with you first. No, no, let's give Kelly a shot. Kelly, let's talk about the experience of it in your mouth.
It's sweet, kind of. It feels kind of sticky, and yeah, you know, it's one of those. It's the Mad Dog 2020 experience. is what that is for me.
You just showed your age on the show.
Yeah, not really my age, but if you've ever taken a trip through most liquor store, any corner liquor store, and some 7-Elevens to this day, you'll still see it in there.
Yeah,
and like I said, I like sweet things. That is too syrupy. It's like sickeningly sweet.
Is anybody getting like an aspartame aftertaste?
Yeah.
It's almost like numbing.
Wicked, yes.
It's like numbing.
Like Novocaine. Oh, God.
Every Mike's Hard Lemonade is Novocaine approved.
That's not an awesome experience.
Wow. Frank, your turn. Since you're an educator, could you help me figure out why the kids like this? Could you tell me why they would like this? Like some of your students brought them in one time.
Yeah.
So
I can tell you why kids would like this. You get fucked up. This is going to get you fucked up. At 8% ABV, a 16, 17-year-old kid who somehow gets his older brother or older sister to score this for them.
Yeah.
They're going to drink two and be barfing the rest of the night and make bad decisions and do walks of shame.
And who doesn't like a good walk of shame?
Well.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get out of here, guys, on this one. Oh, this is horrible. I normally would have something positive out of this. Well, actually, I do. Mike's Hard Lemonade was up against the big dogs, and they were able to fight them off, and they were able to stand on their own.
Yeah.
And when they first came out, it was two flavors, and now they've got an array of them. And the one thing I can at least give credit, at least I can find the positive in all this shit, is the fact that not only do they kind of venture out from different flavors, they still stay lemonade-esque.
Mm.
They still are Mike's Hard and then Mike's Harder Lemonades.
Right.
So there's different flavors added to the lemonade and they always try to reinvent themselves. I don't remember this packaging when they first came out, but they change it, they get more fresher look. I do know for a fact that I don't know how they pulled it off, but they got the license to put Deadpool on their cans. There are some limited edition Mike's Hard Lemonades with Deadpool on it.
Wow.
And I know why. Because think about it. Deadpool was a phenomenal movie, right? And who all went to go see it? Everybody, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And it's a comic book character, right?
Yeah.
So why not slap that character on what kids are buying?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, shame on them for putting a really iconic character on their item, but I get it.
Yeah,
well, because it's teenagers who are buying this. Shame 21. On shame on them all, but I get it, though. For marketing purposes, if you're someone who's trying to get fucked up and you see your favorite hero on it, you're going to be like, I need you to get that, Dad. I need that Mike's Hard Lemonade in my life. It's got Deadpool on it. Limited edition. And I hate to say this, inside my cabinet here, there's one with Deadpool on it.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, I like Deadpool, but yeah, it's my Hard Lemonade. So I give it to him. So, all right, so if we're going to grade this, we're all in agreement. As our age group, we would say, get off of our lawn, you fucking kids. And we're all going to agree that this is a zero. But just for all shits, intents, and purposes of the show, Frank, what's your score and why?
You know what, I'll give him a two. You know, I think it's something a little bit different in their line to make it harder to bump up the alcohol, but again, there's one purpose for this.
Right.
This is not to sit and sip and enjoy or to pair with some good meal. It's not even good for a dessert. This is to get fucked up, and that's the bottom line.
The kids say white girl wasted or turned up.
Or turned up. Yeah.
They use improper grammar. Turned up.
I don't know. I'm tragic.
That's what I heard it on a... I heard it on that Stroke Victim Fetty Wap's album.
Oh, stop.
Fetty Wap is a stroke victim. That's how he raps, okay?
So shut up.
We'll save it for another show. All right, Kelly, let's go with you. How do you feel about this and your score? And then we're going to get busy on some real beer. I said beer. I didn't say cracker.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to give it a two. Just a two for effort.
Well, could you see yourself drinking these when you were young?
Oh, I'm sure that once upon a time I've had the original Mike's Hard Lemonade or whatever that was. That little thing came in a little bottle at the time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure I've had that. And I remember that not being something that was so sickly sweet. That's really my biggest issue.
Right.
It is just sick.
Diabetic approved.
Yeah.
It's gross. All right, guys. Just to let you guys know, this packaging is really cool. Mike's Harder Lemonade came with its own insulin pen, and we've all basically injected ourselves with it. No, I'm going to give them, guys, I'm going to go a little bit higher than you guys. I'm going to give it a 3.5. No, on a couple of things. One, it, like, Frank's pretty much hit it. It's designed to get you fucked up.
Yeah.
It is designed to attract a younger crowd. And I got to give it to them. They know how to market it. They know how to, like, put the pizzazz on it. And this is the opposite end of craft beer drinkers. It's not at all geared toward what we do.
Right.
But because it's a malted beverage, we have to do it because, you know, we're checking it on a tap. As long as you can check it on their accounts. But so I give it to them. I'm not a fan of the flavoring, but we can hands down argue with any young female out there, any young kid out there that's 21 and up, that will say, nah, it's the best. And then they're putting down four of them to our, me and Frank are sitting drinking a 12-ounce bottle for the past 3 hours. And they're already tore up. And you're like, yeah, see, this is what it's all about. So I give it to them. They are a generation-geared item. Yeah. So I give them for that. Now, personally, I give it a 0 because it's gross. It's yucky. I'd rather go play and poo.
And you have.
Gross. All right, guys, we're going to be right back. And, yeah, this shit show is not over. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, welcome back to the Open Bottle Talk. I want to thank chilloverradio.net. I like to see them voice over that. I know I messed them up last week. I do apologize. All right, guys, the next item up for bid here on the Shit Show Tour is...
the Shit Show Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Coors Original. It is the legend. So it's Coors Banquet, brewed in Golden, Colorado with 100% Rocky Mountain water for a legendary taste. Wait for it. Legendary.
Oh, shit. Now, a lot of people may not know. Wait, what was the ABV?
5%.
Yes, actually, most. Oh, here's a fun fact, guys. If you don't ever see the ABV on the item, 9 times out of 10, it is 5% or within 4.5% to 5.5%.
They don't have to put it on?
Not if it's that low, no.
Really?
Yeah, but if it's anything higher, like if it's 6%, by law, they must put that on there. Because what if you're a person who can't handle that much alcohol?
Yeah.
5% and under, anyone can handle themselves one beer. Anything higher than that, like let's say the 8%, no, not a lot of people can handle. That's a lot for them. You know what I mean? So little fun fact while Frank cracks that open, if you wouldn't mind for me. Everything, and people don't know this, 90% of all beer is based upon its water supply. Okay, so I do know for a fact Anheuser-Busch and a lot of these big conglomerate breweries, right? They have a filtration system. That's why their water tastes the same no matter where they're at. It goes through a treatment, and then they treat the water with a certain flavoring so that way it tastes the same throughout,
yeah.
And then they put it through its machines. Now, with Coors, they actually used – that's why Colorado is the mecca of beer based upon its water. So, all right, here we go. All right, what you guys got? Well, at least the head's holding up.
Yeah.
We got a nice head on here.
Head's holding up well. It actually laces fairly well. I mean, for what it is,
yeah,
for a lager,
that's got real, a lager color,
real pale, yeah, real pale. Not pale, but it's a bright yellow, but it's not, definitely no particulates in this one.
All right, and Kelly, how do you feel about it?
Like the typical beer color.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go ahead and smell her up, guys. Okay, this one definitely has more of a metallic fragrance. Mm. And malty. But the metallic's pushing the malt back. It's still relatively sweet, but it's got metallic funk to it, like armpit. How about you, Kelly?
I'm thinking you used to jump on her turn, but...
No, that's fine. You can jump all over my turn. If I'm taking that long...
Whoa. Can you guys talk about the beer and not your guys' sex life?
Oh, shut up.
It's gross.
I'm not getting anything in... I don't get anything in particular quite often. There's nothing that I can tell you that I smell that just smells like beer, looks like beer, smells like...
And that is basically primarily what we got going on here.
Yeah.
It's distinct, you guys. If anyone goes, does this smell like a beer? Yes, it smells like a beer, and everyone can relate what a beer smells like. All right, let's put her down, guys. Cheers to the taste, I guess. Okay. Not too bad. It's malty. To me, it's very malty. It's got a sweet caramel kick to it.
Yeah.
On the finish, it's yeasty. It tastes like bread, almost like a wheat on the back end, like wheat bread. Or like a plain saltine cracker, that mush that you've been chewing on it, yep. And that shit in the back. That's about it. As far as carbonation, though, it's just a little fizzy. But I could see, look, again, we can claim legend all you want. You've been around for 500 years, of course. But as far as just a beer goes, it's pretty basic to me. Anybody else want to jump in on that?
I think out of what we've sampled so far in the mass-produced lager world tonight, I would say so far this is definitely the best.
Yeah. You sure?
It's the most pleasant tasting.
No.
Yeah.
It's the most pleasant tasting.
I would agree with Kelly. Yeah. It's the most pleasant tasting that we've had so far. It is yeasty. It is malty. It's more on the sweet side. There's a little bit of a bitter finish that I would kind of expect with water. All in all, not bad.
But it was less bitter than everything else that we've had except for the one that was loaded with sugar.
Yeah,
that's why for me it was the most pleasant. It was the least bitter.
This one for me though, not a lot of complexity out of all of them. It just kind of runs the same a little bit. So this one's just average. So let's go ahead and how do you like the labeling, Kelly? How do you like the labeling? This is the Legend Banquet. And how do you feel about this packaging, though?
There's nothing about the packaging is special for me. I wouldn't necessarily stop at those. I'd have to be looking specifically for it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Frank. How do you feel about this and your score?
I like the packaging, only because it's classic.
Right.
I mean, this is full-on classic packaging. There's no nonsense to it. It looks like it says that they've been brewing since 1873, and it looks like this is the can that they probably had.
It's probably the same can. they go back and out. Yeah, pretty much gross.
So I'm gonna go. Let's go three.
All right.
Let's go three. I'm gonna go higher this time. I think the taste definitely. Was better than what we've had so far. But judging it on its own, it still lacks somewhat, but there's a refreshingness to it. And it's balanced. It's not too bitter. It's not too sweet. So, we'll go with that.
All right, Kelly, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to say three also. And again, just because it's the most pleasant out of what I've had so far. And it's not too bitter.
All right.
I don't want to drink anymore, but...
All right, so for me, guys, I'm going to rate this a 3. This brings nothing to the party. It's very basic, but it's been around for a long time. But I do want to give them credit for the top of the can. Did anybody notice the top of the can?
No. It's kind of crimped and
tapered. It has two reservoirs for air to flow in if you're going to drink it out of the can.
I didn't even look.
Yeah, see right here? Look at that. So when you put your mouth on here and you need air needs to replace it, right? Yeah. To let the liquid flow out. Yeah. So if you put your mouth on, there's two little pockets of gaps and the air flows in. And that means, guess what? Faster consumption.
Yeah.
So I give them that. It's a really cool little aestheticness. It's pretty cool. So it also aerates the beer a little bit to give it more of a bouquet, more flavoring for you when you drink it out of the can. So for that, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We are now at the point now of what's that Japanese suicidal ritual, the harakiri?
Yes.
We're gonna be performing that next. And stay tuned, because that's what we're going to do. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and just do this particular beer here. We're going to be doing the...
It's a Modelo Especial out of Mexico.
Cerveza.
I'm sorry?
It is cerveza. Brewed and canned by Cerveceria Modelo Nava, Mexico. If you got any questions, modeloespecial.com. I don't see an ABV. So.
It'd be about 5%.
Yeah, it's somewhere 4, 5, 5.
All right, we're going to go ahead and crack this open. Yeah. Kelly, how do you feel about this since it is a part of your heritage of where you came from?
And yours too.
Negative for that Ghost Rider. All right, how do you feel about this? All right, guys, we're going to speed this one up, guys, because you know what? Let's see how good these guys are. Guys, you want to talk about the color? What does it look like?
It's a little brighter yellow than the last one.
Okay. Fair enough, Kelly.
It's a prettier color.
Nice, me. Looks like beer and pee-pee. All right, guys, let's move on to the smell. All right, Frank.
I jumped the gun and smelled it.
You have the stroke face.
It's not good.
You had the stroke face, bro.
Wow.
All right, Frank, what are you experiencing out of this?
What is
what
that?
The hell? Okay, yes. Wow.
Yes.
What is that? It smells like sweat socks.
Okay, yeah, we got it's yeast. It's sour. Yeasty. Yeah. It's yeasty.
It's super yeasty.
Like that is yeasty.
My God. It's like bread that went bad.
Yes, yes. In Mexico.
In Mexico. Yeah.
Anybody from Mexico that is listening to this, we're not insulting you. We're just insulting what this beer smells like.
Cheers to the taste.
No, I'm not cheersing you. Okay.
I'm not even going to taste it.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have now found the worst beer on the planet, which is Modelo. No, Kelly, taste it. We need you.
I'm not even gonna taste it. Please, I'm too busy laughing.
Please, you have to.
Come on.
So don't spit it on me.
Swallow. Okay, what you got, Frank? So since you're having an aneurysm, talk about what you're going through. What's going on here?
It's bitter and it's sour and not. I love sours. This is not a good example of that. Like, it's not meant. These guys did not brew it to be sour. It just is. It's, oh God.
Guys,
I know we're not supposed to be real rough.
No, you know what? For you, because you almost had a stroke.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know how this shit flies off the shelves, because it flies.
It's a lager. I mean,
especially in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, Modelo all day.
All day.
All day, Modelo.
But it's gross.
Yeah.
It's...
Okay. We have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. So, could you drink a tall can of these, or would you have your first ever Mandingo pool party?
I'd probably go for the beer.
Then it ain't that bad. Yeah, all right, Kelly, what you got on the taste? You like it. Oh, are you really liking this?
I'm trying to figure out what it is.
You chewing it?
Yeah. Kind of really thick and heavy.
It's fucking gross.
That's what she said. Brought to you by my dick.
Yeah, it feels weird. It feels thick and heavy, and because it smelled like feet and sweat socks, I was trying to kind of figure out, I guess,
what part of the anatomy is there?
It's got a weird kind of musty taste to it, and it is very sour.
The power of Christ compels you.
It is very sour.
Today's Modelo has been blessed by the devil. eldiablo.org. Not a real website. All right, guys. I think I can see where everyone's problem is with this beer, especially sitting here. What we got going on here is it's got a lot of yeast going on. But here's the crazy part. It's mixed so well with the malt bomb, it has made a nasty bomb in the cup. The hop level, it's there, because it tastes extremely planty. But what's going on is all three of these items are clashing. They're clashing. Yeah. You can't go one way or the other. So it becomes one of the most uncomfortable experiences, especially for craft beer drinkers, when something clashes and you can't figure it out, then it becomes a really bad experience. Now, I can understand for people who love Modelo, who gives a fuck what's clashing? We can definitely say it's refreshing. It would probably be best if this was ice cold. And the reason we're drinking at room temperature so we can try to break part of the flavor profile. If this was ice cold, I don't see a problem with it at all.
I do.
You get what I'm saying, though?
I understand what you're saying.
It would hide a few of our problems. I know this is extremely affordable, and this is probably, I think, number one over Corona, if I'm mistaken. Not mistaken, in the south of the border regions.
Yeah.
Like, this is the bee's knees. Like, this is like if you had Budweiser or Heineken, this is like the Heineken of Mexican beers or Mexican lagers. You know what I mean? At that level, or Guinness of that level, I think, because people praise Modelo a lot. A lot of people are like, let me get a Modelo. And if there ain't a Modelo, then they'll go whatever's left. But always a Modelo in someone's hand. Always, especially if there are, south of the border or Latin beers, Mexican beers. Hands down, everyone's grabbing the Modelos first. Then they're going to go whatever's next, and then they'll go Corona.
Right.
I guarantee you. I've seen it. And that's why I'm able to state that phrase. All right, so here we go. So how do you feel about it, and why, Frank? So I can get you out of here so we can drink some real beer.
The unbalanced bomb, as Keith put it, it's just so off-putting. I never want to have it again.
This one we will be finishing.
No, we won't. and I would drink a six-pack of Bud Light Lime before I would drink Modelo Especial. Yeah, because it's it is Especial. Wow, bad, very bad,
very bad.
I don't like it.
Send it to the corner.
Okay.
All right, Kelly, how do you feel about it and your score?
You know what? Like most everything else, it's probably going to sit like around a 2 for me. And the main reason is, and I took several sips of it.
It's nostalgic?
I just couldn't figure out what it was I was tasting. I couldn't figure it out. And like I said, it was thick and heavy. My problem with it at this point is I still have a kind of a weird bitter taste in my mouth.
Question. Your keen Sienna, was this there? Why are you shaking your head, Jess? Fair enough. All right, guys, for me, I'm going to go ahead and rate this. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give it a 3. And for me, my 3s are just right in the middle. I'm just saying for me, the threes is, it's just basic. It's just nothing more to it, nothing less. And it's just, it flies off the shelf. So I give it to them. It's an interesting beer if you enjoy your Mexican beers. And this is a mass produced beer. This is a mainstream beer. So I know you can get it in your area. Trust me. So hopefully you guys will let us know how you feel about the Modelo Especial. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to reset and rinse out and get our stomachs pumped. Today's show has been brought to you by Stomach Pumpers. They help you get the rot out. It's not a real company, guys. I'm just saying. Hey, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. I think it's about time for us to do some real, real, really bad beer. All right, Kelly. Huh? What beer are we about to do right now? Because this is the one Kelly actually purchased. What? And was like, this is... She said, and I promise you, she said, it's the bee's knees.
No, I did. I've never said that. Probably light.
But she said it in Spanish. Especially.
Coors Light. It's in a weird can. The Silver Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
That's Coors. Born in the Rockies. Coors Light. Established 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not older than that.
Well, the Silver, the Coors this, Light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume they're talking about what I have in my hand.
Right.
It just seems like something wrong. The 16 fluid ounce, or one pint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got.
And it's a twist top, and if you guys want to check these guys out, it's actually under the Miller Coors. Check them out together. They collaborated in the fear of Budweiser destroying them, but let's face it, Budweiser bought them too. So now it's now under the big one, which is InBev. So yay! All right, let's go ahead and crack this open.
But now, I didn't realize that they're all
living
the same house, man.
It's all one big happy
crack. And then what's surprising? Well, we'll discuss the surprising crazy fact at the end. And yay! Well, it was a twist top. That was cool. That felt classy. That felt real classy.
This has been sort of a classy show.
First of its kind. All right, again, guys, the color is pretty much the same thing we've been pretty much running.
I think it's much lighter.
You think it's lighter?
It looks lighter to me.
Oh, sorry, I'm colorblind to the truth. So, all right, I was trying to get us moving along, but no, let's talk about what we see.
No, we don't really have to, but it's lighter than what we've been saying.
Okay, fair enough. Kelly, what about you?
Yeah, it's a little less, didn't drink enough water.
Okay, and Key, how do you feel?
I'm going to agree with
you. All right, let's go into the smell.
Oh,
I was trying to be a nice guy, all right?
I'm so not used to it, I was going to reach for it myself.
All right, reach around it for you. All right, let's talk about the smell. What you got, Frank?
Yeasty. It's not malty. It's definitely yeasty. Again, sour and not a good kind of sour that I like. It's yeast sour, bad bread, and wet bread.
Fair enough. Does it smell, let me ask you something. Scared. Does it smell refreshing? If we can get past the grossness of it, does it smell like liquid refreshment far as a beer comes along?
No, and you know what? I think it's a pretty safe bet that we've all had Coors Light
before. Right.
But I never took the time to smell.
Yeah, you actually, sure. None of these people don't smell, to be honest.
No. You just dump it. You dump it down, you go it.
Yep. All right, Kelly, how do you feel about the smell?
Yeah, it smells like beer.
Fair enough. For me, I agree with you both 100 emphatical percent.
It smells like wet bread and beer.
There you go. Yes, it does. All right, here we go, guys. So the moment that you've all been waiting for, Frank is going to drink this by himself. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll drink it by myself.
Here we go. Let's do it.
My fault.
I can definitely see a lot more carbonation, a lot more, it mixes in. As soon as you hit it, it just fizzes. And it's almost got an aggressive hit with the carbonation, which I think it helps out that yeasty taste I'm getting because it's like making it aerate. Mm-hmm. It's moving around. And it's like instantaneous. As soon as it hit my tongue, it was instantaneously fizzing. So I didn't really get a chance to taste really that pungent nose hit of sour. But it's a little bit easier to deal with. I mean, it is a light beer, so.
What does light actually
mean? Less calories.
But in terms of ingredients and the process, I mean, like, what is it that, what do they not do?
There'll be less sugars converting into alcohol.
Okay. So, I mean, you know what? It almost makes no impression.
Okay.
If that's fair to say, mm-hmm. Like, it's not, like, gross. It's not good. It's like I didn't even just taste anything. It's no impression.
How about you, Mr. Frank?
It tastes like every other Coors Light I've ever had. I mean, usually it's ice cold. I mean, to the point where it's almost painful to hold the bottle. It's so cold. Does it help? I've honestly never been a fan of Coors Light to begin with. Just the
lack of taste or an impression is what made me ask the question about light. What that
means. Yeah. I mean, light beers are generally, it's got nothing to do with the color or the ABV. It really is a calorie.
But it has to be how it affects the taste of it. That almost
because you don't.
Yeah, there's
you just want a beer.
Maltiness to it.
Yeah,
again one of those just hands down. I work so hard.
Yeah,
I just need something cold. A little head change.
Mm-hmm. And well, I understand. I completely get like purpose.
Right.
I was just trying to figure out if that was. I don't know. It's supposed to really like almost have no taste, and that's kind of my impression.
Right. I guess it's got a somewhat of a beer flavor. Let's not even go taste. It's got a beer flavor to it, and I think that's what will keep people going back to it, because it's a light beer, so it's less calories. So you drink 12 of these as opposed to drinking 6.
I think that's why I'm having a hard time. It's like if it's that light and I get almost no taste, why am I drinking it?
Yeah.
But again, I'm not a beer.
For me, it's... Well, there you go. So, go ahead, Frank. Let's go with your... You know, Kelly, what's your score and how you feel about it?
You know, it's like a 2. Like, I didn't hate it. Right. I just don't think I don't think I get light beer. I think I'm a little...
It's all right. It's okay. And Mr. Frank?
I give it a 2. You know, it's some sort of beer. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. For me... I'm going to go again, 3. It's pretty much been my theme. But again, for me, 3 is just, it's just average. It's just average. And there's not very much words for this. It's just meh.
Yeah.
And it's a light beer. There's no profile to it. It's meh.
Meh.
All right. Guys, we're going to reset our meh. And we're going to be right back with the final beer. And then we're going to go ahead and close the show. I want to also say thank you guys for going on this roller coaster ride of shit. But while you guys are craving, like, please go to craft beer, head over to obsbeers.com. Ooh, we hit them with a shameless plug. Get them. Ooh, girl. All right, guys. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. And right now, we are at our final destination here in Shittown, USA. This is the Shit Line Am. We would normally say tracks, but we can't put the words together because we're not sponsored by them. Listen, guys, we wanna say that our pain is your enjoyment. So if you guys really, really, truly, truly, truly like what you hear, please just come back because we're lonely. And if not, we'll have to drink more of this shit. All right, guys.
Remember, folks, this is also, for us, it's the shit show. It's the stuff that people have left behind in the coolers and in the fridges. Yeah. And, you know, it was time to get it out. We just needed to take a night of our radio show and take care of this.
Yeah. So Frank had to be a hero for you guys.
So I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, great. He's
going to do it by himself.
Sorry. Anyways.
Whoa. What are we
drinking? We've got
the beast of them all. The
magnificent, wonderful Bud Light 25-ounce can.
Ooh, one extra ounce for you.
I really had wished they put in 2 extra ounces. Only one, obviously.
Selfish bastards.
InBev Anheuser-Busch out of St. Louis, Missouri. Superior drinkability, apparently. To
Here's what's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch became the world's number one bought beer, right?
Yep.
So Coors and Miller were falling behind. So they made a tough decision and they combined, right? Miller Coors Corporation. Then Budweiser, being who they are, Anheuser-Busch had to make another jump and accepted a bid from InBev, who's been buying up everyone. International Beverage, right? They own a lot of stuff, and they've got the lawyers and the money to back it up. So they said, all right, we're going to go roll with the Anheuser-Busch. And I don't know whose idea it was. They were like, oh, might as well go buy up Miller Coors. And now InBev owns all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Right now in the craft beer game, they own 400 different labels and 30% of all craft beer games. They just recently bought, let's see, I can think of a couple. They bought Grolsch. They bought Asahi. They bought, what's that green one? Rolling Rock? They bought Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
They bought Rolling Rock. They bought they bought Goose Island. They bought Kona.
How come they get to do that?
They got the money.
Well, it's just not the same type of industry then, right?
No, it is.
In other industries, you know, you can't have a monopoly.
It's not a monopoly. 30% isn't a monopoly.
Well, if they continue, it would be. Would they ever stop them? Would they ever come home with somebody like, hey, look, you just can't be the only game.
Well, as long as they keep everything where they're originally used, their names. then they can't.
That's how they're able.
Yeah, they're like, it's a different license. Oh, it's a different license.
It's not like they're buying it, turning it into one name.
Yeah, they're keeping the name, but they're kind of changing the logos a little bit. And they are fucking with recipes. Last year alone, they bought Goose Island, right? Goose Island's never had an issue. Bourbon County comes out. They did for two different flavors of their Bourbon County, two recalls. Under awesome. Under the InBev name.
Awesome.
So two recalls. They also just recently bought Golden Road in L.A. It was a huge uproar about that. People lost respect for Golden Road. But I understand it. If you're a small brewery trying to make it big and you don't have the financial backing, and here comes a big conglomerate saying, we just want your property, but you get to keep making it, but we're going to want our way, you have a tough decision. Is
not that tough.
You know, if they say, we'll give you $50 million just to buy your name, I don't know.
They know.
Well, some people have. Stone turned them down, but they collaborated with the overseas company. Now they're being sold worldwide. Ballast Point has turned down InBev and went with Constellation, which is funny because Constellation did a collabo with Anheuser-Busch, and they made this new beer with two different companies that collaborated, which is letting me think that it's all bullshit. All right, so go ahead, Kelly, open it up. You get to open up the last beer. Because it's big in your hand.
It's a two-fister.
Very German of you. Later after the show, guys, please tune in and watch OBSBeers.com for the Scheiser event.
Yeah, I'm there.
It's a table. We're a table-making company on the internet.
You're disgusting.
Okay, thank you. Like, why were you pouring way too much?
I don't know, why not?
Because he knows how much you really love it.
It's the last one.
Oh, God.
He's trying to get
and
you
here's the best part, everybody. Here's the best part for everyone that's watching and enjoying. We don't ever repeat these beers. So once we've got it out of the way, that's
why
it.
We're doing it.
All right, guys. This one definitely has a much more appealing piss color. So, it looks like a lager. It's pretty much the same run-of-the-mill, the same yellow. It has the same... It's a lager, guys. I mean, there's really not much to it. Not a lot of carbonation. The head on mine is gone. It's... Why are you thumbsing up to it, Frank?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Happy.
All right, fair enough. All right. Anybody else want to comment on what we see or no?
No.
It looks better than the Coors Light.
Okay. It looks better. Why?
Just it's more of an amber hue.
Okay. A little amber hue. A little bit of amber's pee. Okay. All right. Let's get down to the smell. Here we go on a Bud Light. Mm-hmm.
Smells like cheap beer.
Today's show has been brought to you by Clydesdale Budweiser Pee. Because where do you think the horse is actually pissing? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. It's,
I like those commercials.
But you know those animals aren't real.
They are too.
Those are robots.
They are not. You're a robot.
They're beached animals. All right, guys. It's just yeasty.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of malt. And it's just a beer. Like, you need this ice cold. The fragrance is not appealing. It's not designed for you to sniff it. Don't smell it. Not even once. All right, guys, we're going to get you guys out of here.
Let's do it.
Cheers. Actually, I'm going to cheers you guys on this one. It's done. It's all Kelly's fault. All right. Okay. It's definitely as bad as I thought it was going to be. That's great. All right. I'm definitely going to masturbate and punch myself for this. All right. A little punchment with pain.
So
we'll
you're going to donkey punch yourself.
Yeah. They don't call me to D to the Puncharelli of New Jersey for nothing. Let's go with Kelly. She's making the most interesting poo face ever.
Yeah. That's not good.
It's not why.
It's bitter. It's just bitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really about it that's all that pleasant.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything else that you're getting on that? How's the aftertaste on that?
Awesome.
Fair enough. All right. I'll accept that. How about you? It was very facetious and like...
Sarcasm.
There's the word. I was going to say sodomy, but thank you for clearing that up. Gross. All right, Frank. How do you feel about this iconic beverage?
Iconic is a good word for it. It really is iconic. You got to give him that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know who else is iconic? Hitler. But go ahead. That's, iconic doesn't mean good, guys. I'm just saying.
Nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition either.
Because the way it tastes, the affordability, and how much it's pumped into 90% of America, 90% of the world are influenced by what they see on TV. So think about it. You got enough money to throw it. It's sponsored. Like, actually, here's what's funny. You will normally never, ever see at most sporting events that are actually people who drink Budweiser. You will either see one or the other now sponsored by Bud Light or sponsored by Budweiser. Because there are actually people who will say Bud Light's better than Budweiser, which is funny. They're just the same. Just one has less sugar.
Mm-hmm. Next time you go to the grocery store, go to the beer section and look at how they have their shelves set up. And probably 85 to 90%. It's going to be Budweiser, and it's going to be small cans of Bud Light. It's going to be the tall boy cans of Bud Light. It's going to be the 12-ounce bottles of Bud Light. It's going to be 16-ounce bottles of Bud Light. It's going to be cases, suitcases, dirty packs. It's,
oh, goodness.
The packaging is unreal for these guys. They have the money to do it. Mm-hmm. They want to take over the beer world.
Because they know people are spending the money.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The day I guarantee you, the day that marijuana is sold like in packaging in stores, I guarantee you Anna InBev will purchase that and they will take over the weed game. And a lot of friends that are drug dealers will be pissed. They're going to be out of work. They're going to be out of work, you know. All right, so let's go ahead and just let's suck this one up.
I guess I'm just having a hard time getting to the appeal of any of it. It's hard for me to differentiate between them.
Bull Lager,
because I'm not a beer drinker. I'm trying to figure out what makes people choose one over the other.
Simplistic influence and stupidity. I've actually seen many videos where they do blind tasting, and you swear you're a big fan of such and such, and then you would drink all three, and then you can't pick.
Okay.
You can't decipher. There is no difference. It's all about the advertisement. Okay. Like, what's the So you remember the Three Frogs, right?
The commercial.
Right, what beer?
That was a Budweiser commercial.
There you go, Clydesdale.
Well, of course you remember all that.
The
stuff,
Silver Bullet.
But they still.
No, but I'm saying this is how it works. It's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Silver Bullet, Rocky Mountains, the Champagne of Beers. We can go Modelo Especial. There's really nothing for Modelo, but if you just said Modelo, motherfuckers know what that is.
Yeah. It's the advertising has built such a loyalty to the brand. I mean, there are people who are absolutely rabid about Budweiser.
Yeah,
and
I know.
They will not accept anything other than
a Budweiser.
Budweiser or Bud Light. It's frightening.
They pump it on everybody who's gung-ho about sports. It's always sponsored by a beverage. Oh, yeah. Always. And whatever's sponsoring that sporting event is what's sold.
Yeah.
And then they'll have, because they know they can make a little extra money, there'll be a little bit of some Coors. There'll be a little, like a little variety, but you usually get four of them. Budweiser, Miller's, or Coors. Any of those in that combination. But here's what's funny now. It doesn't matter which beer's there now. It's owned by one company.
Right.
So now they don't have to fight for advertisement anymore. So every event that's sponsored by the three biggest companies we know, it's actually under one house. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. The money's going in one place.
Yeah.
So I can't wait till they buy Pabst. Actually, no. Pabst got bought out by a Russian company. So all the American beers we've grown to love are not owned by anybody American anymore. So I believe InBev's from Africa. I believe they're from South Africa. InBev.
Belgium.
It doesn't really matter. They're not here in the United States. Yeah. All right, guys. So
I need you to check that.
So when Donald Trump builds the wall,
we're not going to get any more really, really horrible beer anymore. Like, all right, guys, let's get down to the grading and the scoring. All right, Frank, what's your score and how do you feel about it?
I'll go 2 for the iconicness of the brand.
Right.
I mean, you know what? Light beer from Miller, that was the first. They were the first ones to actually do that. And Bud Light and Coors Light have absolutely kicked its ass and treated it like a redhead stepchild. That truly, I think, when people are thinking about going light beer, they're going to go for either Bud Light or Coors Light. To me, they're sort of one and the same. I think Bud Light has a little bit more mouthfeel, but it's not enjoyable. It's not.
It really isn't. I'm sure when we were younger, it's cold, it's a beer.
Yeah.
We got a beer, let's drink it. So I understand. All right, Kelly, what's your score and how do you feel about it?
Another 2 for me.
All right, and why?
Nothing special.
Nothing special.
Nothing memorable.
Okay. All right, and for me, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go with an awesome shit. I'm gonna have to do a 3. Brings nothing to the party. It's average. You can buy it anywhere. It's in your face. It's everywhere. It's like an uncle you really don't want anymore.
Yeah.
Not saying that it molested you. It's just a really bad uncle. It's just bad. I mean, it's a monster. It's a beast upon itself. And it's I give him credit, but as far as flavor, not for me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it. Let me give it a 3. Brings nothing to the party. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get our stomachs pumped one last time, and we're going to do our closing statements, and I hope you guys are still here on a pre-recorded show. All right, guys, we're at the end of the show. Again, I want to thank Frank Kelly for being here, as always. I want to thank ChillLoverRadio.net. I want to thank Open Bottle Society for allowing us to use their name without permission. And check them out at obsbeers.com. Always wanted to say that. Without permission.
Weirdo.
Yeah. All right, guys, so here we go. Q&A. about our beers of the night. Let's start off with Frank on this one. Frank, out of all these, excluding the Mike's Hard Lemonade, we're going to leave that one out because that one's completely different. Actually, no, screw that. Out of all of these, which was your least favorite?
Easily. You don't even have to finish your sentence.
Oh, okay.
Modelo. Modelo is probably the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. That was really... It was unpleasant.
Was it worse than Lord Chesterfield all up in your mouth?
Lord Chesterfield is grand.
You're smashing yourself, young man.
No, I mean, in all seriousness, I don't understand how it flies off the shelf. I'm guaranteed when it's ice cold, it's going to change it. But God damn.
you sound like someone who was like, hey, you're, wait, let me ask you a question, Frank. How tall are you? Wait, no, how tall are you?
6'4".
How much do you weigh?
About 300.
You're a big guy.
Right.
You sound to me like you're in disbelief somebody just raped you, like, willing, like, it was just, you were thrown around like a rag doll, and they had their way with you, and you're in awe, like, I'm 300-something pounds, I'm sick.
Yeah, how the hell did you... didn't try to stop it. I was just like, what?
What?
No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're such a disbelief that you were just mouth raped.
Hey, what's going on there? What? Huh? So, yeah, I mean, it really is... Really was unpleasant.
All right, okay, let's get this suppressed. It's gonna be okay. That's okay. So okay, no, not with this rape. Okay, listen. Okay, which one was your favorite?
Which one was my favorite?
If you know what I'm saying, like which one at all was the least uncomfortable?
I would go for
like a hot homeless chick. That's uncomfortable to think about her.
I'll go for the straight regular Coors. I haven't had it in a long time. Coors itself was not real popular back east. I mean, Coors Light was, but just the regular Coors was not. So I don't have a whole lot of exposure to it. I've drank plenty of High Life, and I've drank plenty of Budweiser and Bud Light. So if I can say I enjoyed it, which I wouldn't necessarily vouch for, that was the least offensive.
All right, now here's the last question for you. Out of all these items here, which one has the best packaging?
For what these are designed to do, the Coors Light.
Okay.
Because it's an aluminum bottle, it's kind of like a thermos. So this is going to hopefully keep the chill on it a little bit longer.
It does look thicker.
Yeah, this isn't one of those bottles, but I know they have bottles where it changes temperature when it's at the premium.
Oh, the color on the Rocky Mountains changes when it's cold. Yeah.
I don't know.
It turns blue when it's cold, and then it turns to silver when it's too warm.
Yeah, and I guess blue is like supposed to be the optimal color for it to be drunk.
Yeah.
It's bad.
All right. Kelly, which one was your least favorite? Then the next question would be your favorite, and then which one has the best packaging?
Lime, High Life, lime.
Great description. Thanks. I answered all your questions. But you... Let's try this again from a listener's perspective and something like that. Bitch, you robbed that person. Okay, so your least favorite
was
the lime.
The lime. Why? Bud Light lime.
Why was it your least favorite?
Because it kind of was another one of those flat soda experiences for me.
Okay, and you said the best one out of all these was Miller High Life.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? Honestly, several of these are interchangeable for me. Like, you could hand me a glass and I wouldn't even know which one it was.
Right.
But, yeah, I would say I'm picking that as the least offensive one for me.
Okay. And you said the packaging was Bud Light again.
Again, yeah. That's because it's just so obvious.
Okay.
It's bright and it's very obvious what it is and what it's trying to
do. All right. You guys remember the two things I posed to you guys earlier? The two I've never had?
Which two you've never had.
And which one's the number one female drunk one?
Right.
So did you guys figure out what's the two, what do you guys think are the two I've never had?
I think you've never had the Mike's Harder Cranberry Lemonade.
Okay.
I think you've never had Bud Light Lime.
All right. Kelly?
I think you've probably never had the Bud Light Lime. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say you probably never had one in that little silver can.
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
All right. Well, I can tell you guys are right. Somewhat. Never had a Bud Light Lime, and I've never had a Coors Light. Yeah, never had those. Mike's Harder, you know, you're hanging around certain people, they hand it to you, taste it. Oh, great, thanks. You know, it is what it is. Now, out of all these, which one's the number one girl consumptioned beer?
I'd go Coors Light.
Okay.
Probably that Mike's Harder stuff.
You both are wrong. It would be the Bud Light Lime. is the number one sold beverage purchased by women.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Because it's kind of like the Corona when you put Corona and the citrus in it.
Yeah.
Forget all that. And it's at the same time. And most of the women who drink these are usually at NASCAR. Oh. At sporting events outdoors. So if you don't want a Bud Light, okay, you get a Bud Light Lime.
Okay. The lime is more refreshing.
Yep.
I guess I can
see that. Okay. So, all right, you guys. I want to say thank you guys again. Thank you guys for checking us out. If you guys enjoyed what you guys heard and you guys want more offensive stuff, head over to obspears.com, chilllevelradio.net. Thank you. And if you guys want to watch us live, please check us out on Periscope under the name Open Bottle Society. Again, thank you guys for joining us. And beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.